Chapter 2. All the way home, my excitement levels have been growing, so much so that I practically waltz into the kitchen. Seems like a pretty apt thing to do because Mum is dressed in a full-blown, strictly come dancing glitter outfit, twirling as she and Elliot dance a mean salsa across the black and white tiles. Elliot's boyfriend, Alex, is sitting on a stool by the island, shouting out scores in the flamboyant manner of Bruno Tognoli. 7! Just an average afternoon at the Porters. Penny, darling, you're home, Mum says, between steps. You never told me Elliot was such a good dancer. He's a man of many talents. They finish off with an elaborate dip of Elliot by Mum. Alex and I break into spontaneous and enthusiastic applause. Upstairs, I say to Elliot and Alex. They nod in almost perfect synchronisation. Seeing them sends a familiar pang through my heart. Elliot and Alex are the perfect couple, and they don't have to contend with my and Noah's long-distance woes. They're able to be together whenever they want, without having to worry about time zones or whether there's enough Wi-Fi to Skype properly. They're completely relaxed in each other's presence. In fact, they spend so much time together that my family has even given them their own portmanteau nickname, like Brangelina or Kimye. They're Alexiot. Are Alexiot staying for dinner? Mum calls to us before we disappear upstairs. No, we're going to grab burgers at GBK before the concert, I shout back. We are? Elliot asks, raising an eyebrow. I cringe. Kira invited us. Is that okay? Alexiot exchange a look, but seem to come to an agreement. No problem, Pennylicious, says Elliot. He reaches back and grabs Alex's hand, and I smile. I remember the day they met, not long before Valentine's Day. Elliot had dragged me to a vintage clothing store in an obscure part of the Brighton Lanes. Even though we'd just been in there the day before, we both knew they weren't going to have anything different in stock. Then I'd seen a new guy.